of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama announced Wednesday that American troop strength in Afghanistan will remain higher than he planned through the end of his term. Mr. Obama says the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. More than 8,000 troops will remain in the country despite earlier plans to drop that number to 5,500 by the end of the year. An inquiry led by former top civil servant John Chilcott has declared the invasion of Iraq 13 years ago unnecessary. In its official report, the panel said Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein represented no imminent threat to Britain or the Western powers. Chilcott blamed politicians, intelligence officials, diplomats, and generals for their role in the invasion and for the conduct of British forces in Iraq. The report excoriates then-British Prime Minister Tony Blair. On Wednesday, Mr. Blair took responsibility for taking Britain into war.
For all of this, I express more sorrow, regret, and apology than you may ever know or can believe.
Tony Blair also says the world is a better place because of the removal of Saddam. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to grill FBI Director James Comey Thursday concerning his decision to recommend no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server as Secretary of State. Comey has been called to testify before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is scheduled to go before the House Judiciary Committee next week. This is VOA News. European Union lawmakers endorsed plans to bring together the EU's Frontex border agency and national border management authorities to help manage the flow of thousands of migrants trying to enter Europe. Under the plans, national authorities will continue to manage their borders on a day-to-day basis, but if their EU external borders come under pressure, they will be able to request assistance from the European Border and Coast Guard Agency. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry flew to Tbilisi Wednesday to sign a new joint military and security agreement with Georgia. The agreement assures Georgians that the U.S. will help them defend their borders. Kerry will also discuss security matters with Ukrainian officials in Kiev before joining U.S. President Barack Obama in Poland Friday for a summit of NATO leaders. The Syrian army declared a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire across the country Wednesday.